Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We bring the coaches into this process around the same time, and they can go in and have a little bit different perspective than our scouts have. Maybe they go in and get involved in the actual workout, and they ask the player to do specific drills that we ask our players to do in our practice. So that gives the coach the ability to evaluate the prospect's performance with players on our current team. Furthermore, it gives a chance for our coaches to finally sit down and meet with these
what
players
time
one-on-one.
Is it? Good Lord. Please don't let Plan B come through. That's Monty Austinfort, the Texans' second choice. Man, if it's not Nick Caserio and it ends up being Monty.
Who?
Monty Austinfort.
Who?
The college scouting coordinator for the New England Patriots, Monty Austinfort. I hope to God that does not happen. I hope the Texans get Nick Caserio. I hope it happens by the time we either get off the air today or come back on the air on Monday at 10 a.m.
All right, Babe Ruth, you're playing the Cubs in the World Series. You got the bat in your hand. You're going to hold that bat up, point it toward the outfield. Call your shot.
You want me to go first or you want to go first?
Call your shot.
Nick Caserio is the general manager of your Houston Texans by this weekend. Cooler heads prevail. Nick Caserio interviews with the Houston Texans. He's reunited with Jack Easterby. He takes over as a guy who's not only going to be in charge of your personnel, but he's also going to be involved in the game plan just like he is with Belichick and Tom Brady. Cooler heads prevail. Bill Belichick lets Nick Caserio leave, and he is the new general manager of your Houston Texans.
I'm going to call my shot.
I don't like your tone.
No. I think you will. You might not like how it plays out. Cal McNair cannot afford to lose this. Cal McNair cannot lose this. He put, as you like to say, he put his coconuts on the table. He's the new owner. This is the first memory we have as the new owner. And I know Janice McNair is still managing partner, but I'm saying the new owner for all intents and purposes of the Texans is Cal McNair. This is his first mark. He cannot afford to lose it. Can't lose it. I think he's going to overpay, but he can't lose it. I think it's going to be minimum third round pick. That hurts, but put it in Kawhi Leonard and Toronto Raptor terms. You know, they pay, you know, they
be easy, be easy
they,
now.
They,
be
they
easy
made that
now.
Trade and it hurt. And what do I always say? If a trade doesn't hurt, it probably wasn't worth making. A good trade is going to hurt. And it really is. And I think the Texans are going to have to give up real equity, maybe even money on top of that. But Cal McNair cannot lose this fight, and especially against the Patriots.
Okay, if it's a third-round pick, you do get one for the Honey Badger. You're probably going to get a comp pick. So, really, you'll still have a full draft. Won't be that big of a deal, but I think it gets done. What is the worst-case scenario, though? We're talking about the scenarios of the fight for Nick Caserio and the Houston Texans and the New England Patriots. See what I did there. What is the worst-case scenario? I think we just heard it.
What's that?
Monty Austinfort. I don't want to disrespect the guy, but this is the thing about Monty Austinfort. We heard what Brian Gaines' weaknesses were. Brian Gaines' weaknesses were he was not good at developing relationships. He was not good at negotiating trades. He was not good at running other areas. Monty Austinfort sounds like a scout nerd, much like Brian Gaines. Brian Gaines is very good at the scouting side of things. And if you just tell Brian Gaines, go out there and scout, put together your department, I think he's a valuable asset of an organization. But general managers in Houston, general managers around the NFL do many, many things. Monty Austinfort does not seem like a guy that would be able to perform the tasks that Brian Gaines did. Nick Caserio, on the other hand, does seem like that guy to me. And I've been wrong many, many times. You all know that. To me, though, Monty Austinfort would be my worst case scenario in this whole thing.
Well, I would agree, but only because that means you're not getting Caserio. To me, the worst case scenario.
Anyone but Caserio.
Yeah. The worst case scenario is anyone but him. Who knows if I mean, I would suspect Austin Fort would jump at the chance if he's given the chance after Caserio. But the worst case for me is just that, you know, the Texans are here, they're negotiating, they're trying to get, and that it drags out. That's even worse to me. Like the Texans, it turns into a full-fledged investigation. They can't reach an agreement on equity to trade, you know, for the rights to hire Caserio. And we're sitting here in August in the middle of preseason, and there's no general manager. That is the absolute worst.
The NFL's rooting for the Texans. I mean, and I know it's been a next man up thing for the New England Patriots, but if the Patriots lose Nick Caserio the same offseason where they lost their defensive coordinator, Brian Flores, and the entire defensive staff, the same offseason where Greg Schiano was hired as defensive coordinator, left them at the altar weeks before the draft, Bill Belichick had to take over the entire defense on his own, and then they lose Nick Caserio, who's a guy who's on the headset with Josh McDaniels and Tom Brady, who takes even more off Bill Belichick's plate. I'm not going to say this is the end, but you factor in Rob Gronkowski as well. Mm-hmm. Man, I mean, I already should bow down to the Patriots, but if they overcome all this, the only thing that's given them a chance to overcome all this is the fact that their division doesn't appear to be very good. But if they overcome all these losses, this will be, and I know they've done it before, this will be the most offseason adversity that the New England Patriots have overcome in the entire history of their nearly two-decade-long dynasty.
I think, I mean, they got a lot of stuff going on right now.
I didn't even mention they lost their leading sack guy,
Gronk,
too. Their left tackle. They lost their left tackle. I know they drafted Wynn last year, and he got hurt, so he's going to basically be a rookie left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they lost a lot of stuff, John.
But that tells you that they're going to fight, and they are fighting for Caserio. They want, he's so valuable to their organization. He does everything that the general manager does except have final say, and I think that's why he's not getting the title there, because Belichick still wants it. But he does everything else. I mean, they're going to fight for him.
Man, it's going to be a rough year for Bill Belichick, and I'm enjoying every second of it. And, oh, by the way, December 1st. Right down there. We're looking at NRG right now at the Greenway Plaza Studios. New England Patriots coming to town.
God, that's going to be good.
There will be some hype.
That's going to be good.
There will be some hype. There will not be a love fest like what we've seen with Bill O'Brien and the New England Patriots. It's going to be great. But to put a bow on this, worst case scenario for me, Monty Austin Fort, plan B. Worst case scenario for the OG John Lopez, Nick Caserio or bust is what he's saying. So anybody but Caserio, and it drags on. John thinks it's going to happen, though, with draft comp. I think it's going to happen as well. Not sure how, but I think it's going to happen sooner rather than later. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Sports Radio 610. The team the Patriots beat in the Super Bowl last year, the Los Angeles Rams, led by Sean McVay, are on the record of saying quarterback Jared Goff is going to be with the franchise for a long time. Sean McVay said, quote, there's a 0% chance Goff doesn't get an extension. It could happen this year. It could happen next year. But Sean McVay says that Jared Goff will be getting an extension with the Los Angeles Rams. And the reason that this is relevant to the Houston Texans, because Goff was drafted the year before Deshaun Watson. We know the value of having quarterbacks on rookie deals because you're able to pay other guys around him for that 4 or 5 years or three in many cases. In the meantime, but Jared Goff is going to get an extension, and you think this is a model that the Houston Texans should maybe make note of and maybe even follow down the line.
About 3 or 4 weeks ago, I was saying this right here on the show. I think the Texans, as soon as they can, which is after this upcoming season, after his third season, you have to extend Deshaun Watson. Now, the timing still might not jibe, but you want to extend Deshaun Watson either as soon as you can after the season, or go ahead and do the fifth-year option and either really tick him off or negotiate the deal then, because you don't want to get behind Pat Mahomes' contract. And the Rams are doing that. The Rams are doing what I said the Texans need to do with Deshaun Watson after this coming season. They're doing it now. Now, Jared Goff, obviously took this team to a Super Bowl. His numbers might not be up there with Mahomes and some of these others on top, but they're trying to like limit and still pay him handsomely, but limit the damage post Mahomes contract. And I think the Texans need to do the same thing. I mean, this is a smart move by them. Now, forget what you think of Jared Goff. I know you're not real high on him. I am. But forget what you think of him. This is the smart play.
I like Jared Goff, but I like him with his current contract status. I think it's a danger zone. If you pay a quarterback that's not at least in that second tier of quarterbacks, you know, 25, 30 million, whatever it costs, and we know the consequences of paying quarterbacks a lot of money. I mean, it's hard to really build a roster around him, and I'm just not sure that Jared Goff is a guy that making this $30 million or whatever we see the Carson Wentzes of the world making. I'm not sure that's good to your team. I don't know that he's good enough to demand this. And I also think Sean McVay's so good. I think a lot of quarterbacks he would be able to succeed with. I just don't – I worry about Sean McVay being handcuffed with Jared Goff for a decade. I just don't know if he's that guy.
He's won 24 games in 2 years in the regular season. That's big time. And it's consistency. You know, you got that guy behind under center. You know you're going to get double-digit wins. He went 11-5 in 2017, 13-3 last year, and went to a Super Bowl. You have to it's just the price of doing business. Is he worth what those other guys are worth? Probably not. I mean, maybe. I have to break down the numbers.
Let me just ask you this. Is Jared Goff closer to the Russell Wilsons of the world, or is he closer to the Derek Carrs of the world?
Well, I think just what he's been able to do as the, you know, the proverbial field general, Russell Wilson.
It's a team game, though. I mean, I wouldn't give him credit for all the wins.
Sure, but you got to have that guy. It's the most important player on the field.
I know, but it's important. But once you start paying him that kind of money.
Well, you can't not pay him is my point.
Dan Orlovsky put it best. And this is the question that he said that you should ask whenever you're going to pay your quarterback top tier. And it is the going rate. So that's why at one point Matthew Stafford was the highest paid quarterback. At one point Derek Carr was. It's just it's an ongoing process. If you're going to pay your quarterback that top money, this is what Dan Orlovsky said of ESPN. You got to ask yourself the question, is he worth the four players you aren't going to be able to sign to put a team around him? Are you going to be able to sustain the success you have right now if you're unable to put an extra four players around him because of the money you're paying him? He said yes when in regards to Russell Wilson. I agree with him on that. I don't know if Jared Goff fits that mold.
Let me put it this way. Let me ask you this. Do you feel like if you're the Rams, given what he's done, you know, forget where you think he lands in the pecking order of quarterbacks, do you feel like you're going to have to pay Jared Goff? Do you think the Rams are just going to have to? Forget what you think of him, but they're going to have
to? Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they're going to have to. I mean, they have to right now because they don't have any replacement in sight. But, I mean...
That's my point.
You at the end of the day, you have a decision to make. And we've seen NFL teams make tough decisions.
If you operate under the assumption that you're going to have to pay Jared Goff, you're not going to let him go after back-to-back 11-13 win seasons and a Super Bowl run. So if you're operating under the assumption you have to pay him, back to the Deshaun thing, much rather pay him right now than in 2 years or a year.
McVay... The first time he made a splash in the NFL, his first big splash in the NFL was when he was the offensive coordinator for the Washington Redskins. Mm-hmm. And Kirk Cousins was his quarterback at one point. He maximized Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins was going franchise tag to franchise tag. And I know he'd already left then, but the reason I'm bringing up Kirk Cousins is because the Washington Redskins decided, yes, Kirk Cousins is good. Yes, we understand the price of doing business, but we can't invest our future on the arm of Kirk Cousins because he's not good enough to warrant being paid like the Russell Wilsons, like the Aaron Rodgers of the league. So they decided to punt.
Yeah.
That's the same type of thing that I think that Sean McVay is going to have to look at when push comes to shove with Jared Goff. Because you know lying season, you know all this. I'm going to be intrigued to see what kind of money Jared Goff gets when he's on the market. I would assume if I'm Jared Goff's agent that I would at least ask for the same money Carson Wentz got. And I would rather have Carson Wentz than Jared Goff, but Carson Wentz He hadn't been able to stay on the field the last two seasons.
I don't know if I'd agree with that.
I would take Carson Wentz over Jared Goff.
I don't think I would. Hey, we have a literal, the first three words here, nobody's talking about on a text board.
Nobody's talking about guy.
Okay.
Nobody's talking about what if Mahomes slumps from here on out with his weapons. Well, I think he can't. I mean, he's going to get paid after this year.
Define
anyway.
Slump.
Yeah.
I'm a big Ketchup fan. I've always been.
I think with Andy Reid and with his arm strength and what he's done and the ability that he's gotten already under his belt, even a slump is going to be worth, you know, a bank-breaking contract.
Yeah. I mean, well, what is a slump to a guy that basically set the NFL on fire last year?
Unless you're talking like 2 touchdowns and 17 interceptions. Okay. I mean, that's not going to happen.
Not with Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes. I will say this, though. Keep an eye on Tyreek Hill. Because if Tyreek Hill doesn't play this year, he means a lot to that offense. Yeah. So it's something to keep an eye on. But the bottom line is, as we look at all these quarterbacks, we look at how teams are handling them, I guess it's a good problem to have because eventually the Houston Texans are going to have to pay theirs. And if you're going to pay your quarterback, regardless of what tier you think he's in, at least that means you've had a good one. We've been starving for that for a long time here in Houston. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you on a Friday. Enlightenment, the chosen one. In an unflattering plan B, the personalities you've been introduced to this week, next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.